This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. New Jersey is banning some products containing PFAS, toxic chemicals that have tainted water, air, and soil in the U.S. for decades. PFAS are described as forever chemicals because they don't biodegrade easily and can remain in the environment and in the human bloodstream for years. WHYY Zoe Reed joins us to talk about what the ban means for New Jerseyans. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
Zoe, let's backtrack for a moment. New Jersey has a new governor, Mikey Sherrill. And right before she took the job, her predecessor, Phil Murphy, signed a law to ban certain products that are made with PFAS. What's the rationale behind this ban?
PFAS have been linked to some serious health problems, some cancers, thyroid problems, and even a reduced immune response. And it's been shown that PFAS can actually remain in your bloodstream for many years. And in fact, we're so exposed to these products that about 98% of Americans actually have it in their human body.
Oh, wow. What does this legislation do?
So it would ban products that intentionally contain PFAS. So that's carpets, fabric treatment, cosmetics, and food products. If the products have been tainted during the manufacturing process, that is not banned. It also requires warning labels on cookware products.
Do we see these chemicals in like product listings? Like, you know how you read the back of shampoo or something like that? Are they obvious?
It's not obvious, actually. Some products do not contain warning labels. You will see more so products that actually say that they don't contain PFAS, but usually they say that they don't contain fluoride or fluorinated products.
Now, New Jersey has a reputation for being a lead state in environmental innovation and policy. Is this an extension of that?
Yeah, so New Jersey was one of the first states to restrict the amount of PFAS in drinking water, and the state has also worked to ban PFAS in firefighting foam and in personal protective gear for firefighters. And so this is really just the next step to try to reduce people's exposure.
Well, what are consumers and manufacturers saying about the law?
So when Minnesota banned products containing PFAS in 2025, they actually faced legal challenges from industry groups, but a federal judge in that case did allow the ban to remain in effect.
Okay, and I guess it's early for New Jerseyans to react. What are the penalties for violating the act, and how would this ban be enforced?
So the penalties could range from $1,000 to $25,000. And basically how it would be enforced is any manufacturer could be audited or investigated by the state.
The products ban doesn't take effect for a few years, not until 2028. Why the wait?
This basically just gives manufacturers time to prepare.
All right. Anything else?
The state also directed $5 million to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection to research, monitor, and try to eliminate PFAS across the state.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Zoe. I appreciate the clarity and care you bring to an important issue.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
It's Morning Edition. This is WHYY.